If you've been setting resolutions and goals that you don't achieve or leave you feeling empty and wanting more when you do achieve them, it's time to stop. If you think this year is going to be any different, it won't. So it's time to throw out the resolutions and the goals. Statistics tell us that 90% of New Year's resolutions are not achieved, and worse, 92% of goals and plans are never achieved. So why are we all still doing this? And what do we need to do instead? Today, we're going to explore what are goals and resolutions, two big reasons why they don't work, and the framework to use instead of goals. Now, if you stick around until the end, I have a gift to help you plan without planning and create a reality in life more aligned with the true you. If you want to download it now, you can do that at lizwatt.com/049. I'm Liz Watt. Welcome or welcome back to where we navigate awakening and ascension, find purpose, and live life more aligned with our true selves. So let's start with resolutions and goals. New Year is set up as a time to reflect on the past year, look ahead, and set some new goals for what you want to achieve and create. Now, for a lot of us, it can create frustration and it highlights what we didn't achieve in the last year. So let's consider what exactly you're doing when you set goals and resolutions. Now, traditional goal setting is a linear process where you start at a point and you define an external outcome or destination you want to get to that you want to create. And then you take a series of specific actions and steps to get there. So you can set goals across all areas of life, your health, mindset, education, relationships, work, finances, travel, hobbies. And companies know this. They know the large percentage of the population is setting new resolutions and goals, and they play on that. They have deals and sales and offers to help pull you in. Have you ever joined a gym and gone five times before it becomes too much of a hassle and it's not really you? But we keep telling ourselves that we'll go back eventually and we keep paying for membership we'll never use in the meantime. Or you create a budget, set an exercise or eating plan, join a dating website or app, enthusiastic and committed until you're not. We set these lofty goals and start with the greatest of intentions, but over time, and it's usually not very long, we fall back into old habits. Then beat ourselves up for failing or spending another year without change and set a new goal. So why don't goals and resolutions work? Why do we so often fail to meet our resolutions or goals? Or if you do reach them, why can you feel really empty when you get there? There's two big reasons resolutions and goals don't work. Firstly, you're not enough. The whole concept of resolutions and goals suggests some need to change yourself or your life. The message is to put the past behind you and become something else. You need to reinvent yourself and become someone different or better. So when you set goals and resolutions, you're telling yourself you're not good, thin, happy, or attractive enough. You're flawed. You need fixing and changing and to be different. Where you are and what you have in life aren't enough, and you're not satisfied with what you have or who you are. When we fail to meet our goals, we tell ourselves yet again we're not enough. We failed. Because we've failed, we need fixing and to be different and are dissatisfied with where we are. And then you set yet another goal to change yourself, your body, your life. If this is resonating, make sure you hit like and subscribe and let me know in the comments. Now, the second reason goals and resolutions fail is that people plan for their current reality. So instead of thinking about what you want that might be very different to where you are, you think about how to get out of where you are to just something different, and you base where you want to go and what you can achieve on the past and who and where you are now. But you're not the same person now that you were a month or a year ago or 10 years ago. And you won't be the same person a month or a year from now. Your life won't be the same a month or a year from now. You don't know what is going to happen between now and where you want to be that's out of your control. So goals can become a process of force, obligation, and control. It's a process of setting a destination, defining the steps to get there at a certain time and place. This process ignores how you feel physically, emotionally, and energetically. You force yourself to push through when your body and your mind and your emotions tell you otherwise, and you beat yourself up when you don't. It ignores intuitive guidance from your higher self to go in a different direction that might serve you better. And it ignores new information and experience that might inform you to change your mind or move in a different direction. So here's my own experience of setting goals in this old way, and you might relate to these. One big example is making a commitment to study or do a degree, and when you're halfway or partway through, realizing it's not what you expected and you don't really love it. You can't see yourself doing this for the rest of your life. but you force yourself to keep going and finish because you set that goal and you set those steps. You committed, you've invested time, energy, and money, and you'll be a failure if you don't finish. Now, often, likely, someone or something external is also telling you these things and preventing you from connecting to your inner compass to move in a different direction. You hate the study and then at the end feel obligated to set another goal to get a job in that field because you've now invested even more time, energy, and money. And you'd be an even bigger failure if you stop now. Or you might set a goal to lose weight so you can feel better or attract a partner because you're not enough as you are. You join a gym, force your body to get up at 5 a.m., do exercise it hates, and deprive it of